This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, I appreciate the time you're spending with me, right? Whether it's on the air, on the stream, whatever it is, you can pick up all that stuff at JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. A lot happening there as well. You know, my God, you know, you keep reading this stuff. You keep working on this stuff. You know, I told you about the Arizona landowner last night. The rancher. He's been held on $1 million bond for the murder of a migrant shot on his property. Now, you know, the thing that they don't tell you, it's interesting, they'll never tell you, well, this guy, the illegal alien, there was a Mexican national. Now, what was really funny was they didn't say he had crossed over illegally. They didn't say he was here illegally. They said he shot a Mexican national on his property. That doesn't sound so bad, right? So the GoFundMe has removed all campaigns set up to help an Arizona rancher held on $1 million bail following the elderly man's arrest for the murder of the migrant. Now, think about that. So they won't allow. Now, they'll allow all these other people to do it. As long as you're breaking the law, they're good with it. Well, breaking the law their way. So GoFundMe removed multiple fundraisers set up to help 73-year-old George. He's worried about his wife, by the way. She's home alone. She's in that house by herself. Right? The terms of service for GoFundMe explicitly prohibit campaigns that raise money to cover the legal defense of anyone formally charged with alleged violent crime. Right. So all those people who are smashing police cars, burning down buildings, you know, setting police departments ablaze, all of that was fine, right? Now, Greg Kelly from Newsmax, he was smart enough to open it up on a Christian crowdfunding platform, GiveSendGo, which is where you guys should go. Support, even if you're not a Christian, but you're a conservative, GoFundMe is not going to help you. Neighbors around him say that they had been having difficulty keeping invaders out. They say that Mr. Kelly would have acted in good faith. The fundraising organization, Shannon Pritchard, said that it's a tragedy that the simple farmer, trying to protect his land, protect his family, now finds himself defending himself from the government for something they should have done for him. They should be protecting him. They should have protected him. And holding him on $1 million bond is political. So political. Right? And again, How many of those people that were arrested during all those riots, not the peaceful ones, you know, the ones that when you saw the reporter, there was things burning in the background, those. How many of those people got a $1 million bond? There were people killed, right, in Washington State. Was it Seattle? Yeah, Seattle. There were people killed there. Nothing. Nobody went to jail. Nothing. So, yeah, it's a 2- and 3-tiered system. GiveSend Go co-founder Heather Wilson wrote a piece that said this is exactly why GiveSend Go exists, to allow people to have a voice, gain support in times of heed. Need. She went on to say, at this time, we do not know any more than what is being shared on the news, but we do know that in our country, legal defense is not just for the wealthy. And by the way, what these companies have forgotten is we're innocent till proven guilty. We're not guilty till proven innocent. Just because you're charged with a violent crime doesn't mean you committed the violent crime, as we have seen over and over and over again. As you saw with O.J. Simpson. Smile, wink, wink. We understand we're not the judge and jury. We will not take down the campaigns based on our own biases, Wilson added. And we're praying for everybody involved. Now, GiveSend Go gained notoriety for allowing fundraisers to benefit Kyle Rittenhouse, as well as the Freedom Convoy of Truckers. So many others. Which is right. It's exactly the way it should be. Right? I mean, the guy was charged with first-degree murder and shooting this guy that was on his property. You know, it happened at his cattle ranch. And I don't know, nobody really knows all the details but him. But this guy, the illegal alien that was on his property, had a history of illegal border crossing. I mean, going all the way back to 2016. Brought back, dropped off, sent back, come back, dropped off, sent, come back. I mean, just constant. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, again, nobody really knows what happened there. I mean, I can read you what happened, but you really don't know if that's truly, totally the way it went down. So I'm just going to leave it alone. Pray for this guy. Give, send, go. Where you need to be. Give, send, go, and help him out. Joe Messina, your host, Pastor David Hague, joins me right after the break. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070.
800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Thank you, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855 732-5563. And I so much appreciate your time with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. So as I started with you earlier in the segment, apparently the Anglican Church, and don't say, well, that's over there, it's no big deal. No, it doesn't always stay over there. That's the problem. But the Anglican Church has decided that God is gender fluid. There's really no gender with God. You could, well, I guess like the old army saying, you could be whatever you want to be, right? You could be all you want to be. And it says God doesn't really have a gender, we shouldn't put so much emphasis on it. But as I always tell you guys, I am not the expert when it comes to these spiritual matters. I have to work through them just like you do. So I've asked Pastor David Haig to join me, as he does from time to time, get some guidance and input on these issues. That way there I can blame it on him if we go sideways. Pastor Haig, thanks for being with me.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe. I can take all the money you give me.
Well, this is, look, you and I've had these conversations. I've had these conversations with other people, too, where, they try to quote the Bible, or they try to take it out of the Bible. They try to tell you that the Bible doesn't say anything about this. You know, I have these discussions. I won't call them arguments. You know, people say the Bible doesn't say anything about abortion, so you really can't discuss that. Bible doesn't say, they go through this list of stuff, and I just get a giggle out of it. Now, all of a sudden, when God specifically says, you know, talks about the difference between, you know, male and female and how he created male and female, and now some of these churches who are trying to back away from it are saying, no, wait a minute now, you know, God is not really male or female based. What say you?
Well, I mean, theologically, God is a spirit. God is invisible, omnipresent, eternal. He is not a man. He is not human. And yet, when he decides to create, he, the creator, who is perfect in everything he does, decides that he will create humanity as male and female. And so it doesn't really matter if someone says, oh, by the way, God isn't male or female. The fact is, two things. He made us male and female. And secondly, the order in which he made creation matters. He created man first and then woman to be a completer. So when you get to 1 Timothy and Paul is talking about order in the church, he's basically saying, you know what, men are to have the leadership and they're to do it sacrificially like Jesus leads. But there's no way that you can go into the Bible and say that God doesn't care if we mess up the distinction between male and female, simply because he is theologically and eternally other than us. I mean, here's one thing, one of my pet peeves, Joe, I hear about yours all the time. Here's one I have. When people who don't believe the Bible is God's word, then they try and use it against those of us who do, without actually studying it, honoring it, or appreciating it. It's like a communist coming in and trying to use the Constitution against, you know, our democratic republic without ever having really read it or understood it or practiced it. So yeah. I just get that. If they're going to use the Bible, then they have to play by the Bible's rules.
Oh, yeah, but you get these people that come out, and again, you can't put this on a pastor, but, you know, Taylor Swift came out this week and said, you know, you can't be a Christian and be against abortion. And I'm going, okay,
yeah.
My God.
Well,
seriously?
Yeah, but when someone says the Bible doesn't speak about abortion, no, it speaks about murder. It speaks about that each baby was carefully wound together in the womb in the book of Psalms. That before there was anything in my mind, God already knew me and the days he had numbered for me. It says that we are to live our lives in accountability to the one who has made us. And so if you do all those things, then you realize, okay, thou shalt not murder. That's in the Big Ten, quite frankly. But what they've done is they have rearranged and redefined what the fetus is. They're saying it's not a person.
Right.
So what you really have going on here is not only getting rid of God in the Bible, but you've got to get rid of humanity. It's dehumanizing to say that a beating heart, what is it? Is it a salmon? Is it a deer? Is it a gorilla? No, it's a human. So basically, all you have to do is read Romans 1, where it says that in our unrighteousness, humanity has repressed the truth of God that is revealed in creation. We see it all over.
Yeah, you look at one of the things I talk about when people, you know, hit me up in that light too. I always say to them, look, I just, you know, the Bible says that God knew us before we were in our mom's womb. Okay,
right.
God said that he had a plan for our lives before we made it to our mom's womb, which means we had value to him, and he had a plan for us. What gives you the right to stop that plan? What makes you think you're so much smarter than God that you need to snuff that life out? Because you're not really...
You know,
go ahead.
Yeah. Well, what I'm what I'm beginning to do when I talk to folks like this at Starbucks or wherever, and I've gotten into several conversations just in the last month about this because it's on everybody's mind, and I say, okay, let's stop the rhetoric a minute, and let's just suppose that there is an almighty, perfectly good, loving, and just God. And that he has created all things, he's holding them together, and he has taken the time to make you and to have a plan for your life, and even lays it out for you that biologically, historically, theologically, sociologically, and in every practical way, people who follow the way that God wants them to live, guess what? Their lives are more elegant. Their relationships are deeper and more meaningful. Not all of them. I mean, there are sinners in the church or out of the church. But I just can't imagine that you can look at the stars, you can look at the trees, you can look at a baby and say, you know what, all of this came about through just a random assortment of chemical processes. Because if the materialistic point is true, then there's no hope. We have no hope that there's anything better than what there's already here. I mean, there's no reason for us to be here. There's no reason for life. And I'll tell you the other thing that gets me. It's that these people want me to applaud them. It's not enough for me to say, hey, I live in a pluralistic country. I understand there are faiths of many kinds and there are no faiths. You know, there are all kinds of ideologies. That's fine. America was founded and grounded on the idea that we have freedom of conscience, freedom of religious or non-religious worship. But here's the thing. Why do they care what I think? I'll tell you why later.
You can tell me that after the week. Are you getting good at this? Joe Mazzini, your host, be back in a few minutes. Huckle for it. Pastor David Hague joins me right after the break.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Defense Department officials are briefing U.S. lawmakers on the Chinese spy balloon that entered American airspace last week. Melissa Dalton is the nation's Assistant Secretary of Defense for Homeland Defense and Hemispheric Affairs.
The PRC's irresponsible actions were visible for the American people and all of the world to see.
She told a Senate committee Thursday that China has been flying surveillance balloons near the U.S. for years during the Trump and Biden administrations. She says this balloon was unique, however. Dalton painted the ordeal as a blunder by China, allowing the U.S. to learn all about its surveillance capabilities. Former Vice President Mike Pence is being subpoenaed by the special counsel overseeing investigations into former President Trump. The subpoena comes from Jack Smith, appointed to oversee the investigation into Trump's potential mishandling of classified documents. It's not clear yet what information the subpoena is seeking. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Nice to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I mean, seriously, people, get informed. Get informed before you move forward. Get informed and make sure you have the information you need before you go out there and start spewing stuff. You know, I'm going to bring a pastor on in a second. I'm not a chapter and verse guy. I'm very bad at it. But I do know what the verse says, and I do know what the principles of the Bible are. But have a clue. You know, you don't have to be one of those people that's always running around screaming praise Jesus every 32 seconds. But have the information. You'd be surprised who you'll turn on with simple information about what God's Word has to say. All right, Pastor Haig, we're back at it again. I always appreciate it when you're on with me. And you were just talking about, you know, why do they care what we think?
Yeah, let's take someone in any situation, homosexual, lesbian, gay, bi, trans, you know, non-binary. What I find is that they're not content just to be allowed or tolerated. You know, by the way, tolerance, it presupposes that there's a difference. Okay, so if I don't believe that transgenderism is a respectable decision, and someone does, you know, they can do it. It's in America, you can do it. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's good for them, but they can do it, and I'm not going to chase them down. But what bothers me is they come and they want me to applaud it. Because, yeah. And I'm going, okay, wait a minute. I'm a Christian. I'm a pastor. I'm going to tell you my biblical worldview. I can walk you through the book of Romans. I can tell you why Jesus said what he said. But I'm not going to get mad at you and call you a hater if you don't like my worldview. Here's why. Because I'm very confident in it. So what I think is that these folks who want us to grasp them and hold on to them and applaud them and accept them and glorify them, bottom line, they need our affirmation because deep down they know what they're doing is wrong.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
It's like if you buy something, you buy a car, and it turns out not to be great, You don't just say, well, you know what, I made a mistake. I didn't do my work, and now I spent all this money, and I got this car, and it's not really what I wanted. No, you go out of your way to say, I got this car, I got to pay it off, and I'm going to have it for 5 years. I'm going to tell people, oh, no, you know what's really great? Kind of like what we heard at the State of the Union. He can't really go out and say something's good because we all know it's bad, so he's trying to get us to applaud it. So here's the thing. If someone really wants to mutilate their body and try and, despite the fact that 8 billion cells in their bodies all have a marker of either male or female, if they want to go against nature, go against biology, go against theology, and go against history, then they have the right to do that, I guess. But I also have the right to say, look, you don't need my... If you really think you're good, you don't need anybody else. I know I love Christ. I don't need someone else to applaud it.
Well, that's kind of my argument with some of my... I don't want to call them legalistic because I know they try to do the right thing with some of my... Bible-thumping Christian friends. And I go, look, guys, you think you're going to beat somebody into submission with the Word of God? I mean, God couldn't even do it with the Ten Commandments, right? These people couldn't follow the Ten Commandments. And God doesn't accept our sin or our sinful lifestyle, but he tolerates it. Otherwise, it'd be puddles of dust everywhere. He'd be zapping everybody. So,
Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, by the way, I am one of those Bible chapter and verse guys. He says,
I would hope so. Go ahead.
The God of this world has blinded the eyes of the unbelieving so they might not see the glory of God in the face of Christ. We know that they're dead spiritually and they're blind spiritually. And so what we have to do is just put something out there that is true and honorable and beautiful, and hope that the Spirit of God will use it, like he has in your life and my life, to open my eyes to my own brokenness and sin and open my eyes to the beauty of Jesus Christ and the history and the theology behind him and the stories of how his life has changed millions and millions of lives.
And still changing.
Yep. Yeah. We just got to give him the truth and hope the Spirit of God uses it.
All right, so I don't want to drag you down a political road, and I always promise you I won't. So I'll try to try to couch this any way I can. But recently, one of the parties passed a resolution condemning white religious nationalism. So my first thought was, okay, let me read it, let me look into it, because maybe there's this kind of spinning terminologies. But when you read between the lines and the way they have it, basically, if you stand on Scripture, all right, and they tag you as a transphobic, homophobic, I mean, think about these terms, xenophobia, Islamophobia, then you are a white religious nationalist. I mean, I don't know how you could belong to that club, and I'm not trying to be political about this, but why would you belong to a group like that when we should be stepping out on Scripture? We should be applying Scripture to our day-to-day lives, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, this is just propaganda. Anytime you use the word phobia, you are creating an impression that someone is afraid of whatever the prefix was. You know, homophobia, you're afraid of a homosexual. No, I'm not. I'm not afraid of them. I'm afraid for them. I'm not afraid of a transgender person. I'm not afraid of a lesbian. They've taken that word fear and turned it into a synonym for hate. What they're really saying is, you hate us. You are a hater. You're a vile person. And therefore, and this whole idea of Christian nationalism. Now, I do believe that there is a sense in which some people believe that America is and always has been a Christian nation. And I hate to break it to anybody who believes that. It's not true. Most of the founding fathers were a kind of a deist. They weren't the kind of what we would call evangelical Christian today. The only nation that has ever been chosen by God as a nation is Israel. America, we have a great opportunity because of our pluralism. We have a great opportunity, or we did, because we were founded on the Judeo-Christian principles coming over from England. Our judicial system is grounded in Judeo principles. Judeo-Christian principles, but that doesn't mean that I don't think that we need a Christian king. I already have one. Christ's name is Jesus. And while I'm under the government of the United States, I'm actually governed by heaven. And he tells me to love my enemies and love my friends and love my neighbors. Nobody's left. So this idea that I hate people is not something that we as biblical Christ followers can agree to. I'm not a phobist.
They've got Christian parents afraid to pull their kids out of a drag queen reading moment. How did that happen? How did it happen that we don't protect our kids anymore?
That's the church's fault. The church has begun. But I was telling my wife this tonight. We were watching the sunset go down. It was beautiful here in Santa Clarita in our place. And I was saying, here's what's happened. We were all talking about churches. It's changed. When I was growing up, our church was full, and that generation of people ahead of me, my parents, and a couple generations down, we wanted principles and values. We wanted fellowship. We wanted, to live Christian life and loving our neighbors and loving our enemies. And then we got older, and the church didn't know what to do, so the young people didn't want to come anymore, so they changed the church to be a market-driven place rather than a values-driven place. And the market-driven says, look, come here, we're going to make you happier, we're going to give you music that's just going to be fun, we're going to help you be a better mom, a better dad, we're here to serve you, we're going to serve your felt needs. But when you are serving your people's felt needs rather than their spiritual needs, you're not growing you're not deepening their respect and their knowledge of God and their trust in him. So when adversity comes from the culture, the drag parties that your kids are in, or they're trying to teach your kids that, that race is going to divide everything and that whiteness is the huge problem, the parents don't know what to do. And they bought into this idea that if I push back, I could get canceled. I they're going to call me a hater. It's the church's fault. The church needs to be building strong, courageous, compassionate and still loving and winsome ambassadors for Christ who know the truth, who are going to live out the truth, and are to present it in a beautiful, winsome way and let the Holy Spirit make the difference.
Funny you should say that, because I grabbed a clip this week of a documentary that was done, and they were talking about how fundamental churches who stuck to God's word, who preached God's word, were growing, while churches that were soft, more buying into the PC world, were shrinking.
Oh, absolutely. We're growing. More about,
got to go to a break. I believe in capitalism. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
To your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5562. But all is not lost, people. Seriously. You know, we tell you about what's going on, the bad things that are happening around you. But you've always got a way to fight back, but you've got to be willing to fight back. And there's not just one way to fight. All right? You've got plenty of ways to push back. You've got plenty of ways to make a difference. We all have our talents. We all have different things that we can do to strengthen your children. And push back on your schools. Let me bring him on. Pastor David Haig joins me. He's the pastor of a large church in North Los Angeles County, and I'd love to read his writings. And Pastor Haig, before we go on and we forget, tell people how they can find some of your writings.
I write a column in the mighty voice of the Santa Cruz Valley, The Signal, and my column is online, and it's a good paper. And there's a column comes out in the Sunday magazine, which actually comes out on Saturday. So you can do that. You can go to my David W. Haig, that's H-E-G-G, davidwhaig.com, and that's my blog site, and I write there, and there are a number of theological or ethical biblical or just plain old issue-oriented papers that I've written. And, and I have all my books listed there as well.
Very good. Yeah. And get informed. Like I tell people all the time, you got to get informed, which means, guess what? You have to read. And matter of fact, if they just simply Google your name, David W. Haig, two G's, they'll see a lot of your writings there. They'll be able to get to your website and that kind of thing. All right. So, you know, you were talking a little bit about the Grammy, the quote-unquote satanic Grammy dancing. And I think some of the things that got, didn't get me upset, but I'm looking at it, but a lot of people upset was the CBS tweet before the Grammy saying, "Are you ready to worship?" And I was thinking to myself, gee, how blatant they've become to the point where, you know, now you're using terms that were only ever used for the real God. It's interesting. And I don't know how it sways young people, but it's there. It's right in their faces.
There is, since we are a culture that worships entertainers, athletes, movie stars, all that kind of stuff. But it's a very fickle worship. Look what's going on with Madonna right now. I mean, she showed up at the Grammys not looking good, and people turned on her like crazy. And, you know, 20 years ago, she was the one. The reason worship is very fleeting. There's no depth to our worship. We worship is so shallow. So if you worship, the Bucs, well, they haven't been in the Super Bowl for a while, and they didn't do great this year. If you worship some singer, you know, they're here and they're gone. You know, the psalmist says that, you know, our lives are like a vapor. You know, we're like a flower that flourishes, and then the wind comes over it, and it burns, and it is no more. Life is fleeting. And the problem with our American society, and maybe the world society, is that we're trying to incur some depth, but we're using shallow means. That's why the message of your life and my life, Joe, is that there is a transcendent God who has made us, and he has given us his Son to show us how to live. And so I would just tell your listeners out there, if you're parents, one of the best things you can do is raise children that are going to be contributors to society, that are going to be strong in terms of their character and their values and their integrity. It's not so much about whether they make the soccer team as about whether they can, you know, make a living and marry well and contribute to the society in which we live. In other words, let's put out a product that Christianity creates that other people are going to look at and say, man, how come your kids are so well behaved? How come you and your husband love each other so much? How come you've been married, like my wife and I, for 45 years? What is it that makes life worth living for you? And that compare that to the people who can hardly wait to go on TikTok or to watch the Grammys and see some guy pretending to be Satan. By the way, Satan doesn't look like Satan. Satan is the...
Oh, my God. He doesn't have red horns and a tail?
And I'll tell you something else. Satan's not in charge of hell. According to the Bible, he's going to end up there as one of the prisoners. God's in charge of hell.
Yep. Yeah, it's funny. I think there's a verse in Revelations that says, when we see, basically, who caused all of this, you're going to be like, that is what caused all of this? Kind of thing. And I get the biggest kick out of that because, again, people need to study. Not read, not just read, but actually study. Go ahead.
Get in a Bible study.
Yeah.
Find a church. You need... Great Baptist is open.
Well, you know, I kind of get to people from time to time and say, look, you can't just show up on Sunday, do your half-hour worship or whatever, however long it is, go to a 30-minute, you know, a lot of churches running between 30 minutes, 35 minutes in a teaching. You know, years ago I attended a church that was an hour worship and an hour teaching, and sometimes 2 hours if you felt like he was, you know, hot on an issue. Nothing you do for 35 minutes that you can be good at. And you don't just go on Sundays. Pick the thing up. Read it during the week. Go to a Bible study, to your point. And if you can't get to a Bible study, find a pastor you like and listen to them in the car.
And then there's one other thing you can do. You can read the Bible at home. And if you go on Amazon and get a book called The Well. It's a book that I've written. It's gone over really well. There's a page on every two chapters of the Bible that explains what you read and a prayer. And it's been selling like hotcakes. I wrote it over 2.5 years, every day doing something on two. There's a page on every chapter in the Bible. And you can sit at home and you can read it and you can understand it. And then you can pray and say, Lord, help my life to be shaped by what you think, by your words, not my own desires, and certainly not the culture.
Right. All right. So let's hit on this. I'm talking to you about, you know, all the things that are going on. You know, I believe that we've let it deteriorate because we've been afraid to step up. We've been afraid to open our mouths. We've been afraid to get involved, in, especially locally, whether it's with school boards and water boards and city councils and that kind of thing. How do we fix it? How can you encourage some of these parents to step up, protect your kids, and have a say in what goes down?
Yeah, I mean, we do that. We, unfortunately, Joe, you're not going to like this, but a lot of parents are putting their kids in private school because they have no control over the public school system.
For clarity, I have no problem with that because I think that our first job is to protect our kids and to make sure they get the education that they need, the real education that they need. So,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I think it's up to the dads. We had a men's conference this last weekend. We had 170 men. And we called them to be the leaders in their homes, to know what their kids are doing, and to know, you know, what's right and what's wrong, to just leave it to the wife. Although wives are great, a dad needs to lead in his home. He needs to lead sacrificially. He needs to lead lovingly. But he needs to be a dad, the family shepherd. And certainly, I think the men in our church are doing that. Not all of them, but most all of them, I think they are. We have a youth choir that sang on Sunday, and I tell you what, those girls know what they're doing. And they are lovely women who love Jesus Christ and don't care who, you know, they don't mind if someone knows it. So, but I agree, the church has got to step up. It used to be, you know, there used to be a triangle of society. Three sides. One was government. They told you, you know, how to live, basically, what you can and can't do. The other side is the educational side. That's the media and the educational systems. They teach you what you need to know. But the other third side was always the faith community that dealt with character, that dealt with your soul, that dealt with values and integrities. And what we've done is the church has, we've capitulated so much to the educational system and to the journalistic system, even like Facebook and Twitter and all those things. That's where most people are getting their news now. And the whole government thing, I tell you what, I'm not here to downsize, to denigrate the government. But they're now trying to teach our kids and us what our values are. That's the church, and we need to get after it.
Yeah, I keep telling people, you can take this back. You can speak out. You just can't, you know, you've known me for years. I don't really care what other people think about me as long as I know I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing to protect the kids. And I think you parents need to, you know, think about this a little bit. You get up at a school board and you speak on an issue. You don't yell at the board members. You don't call them all kinds of names. You come up with the reason what they're doing and the reason you think that they're doing it and why it's hurting your child and give them some kind of solution to suggest a solution, if you would. But you can engage. And, you know, funny you talk about men. I got to tell you, Pastor, I almost never see men come to a school board meeting. It's almost always the moms. They're always the ones up there. And I think that if more men would show, it would make a major difference. Look, we're about out of time. So go quick.
Okay.
Go quick.
I'm just glad that you're on the radio. I'm glad you're here in our town. And I just want God work big things through our efforts.
Yep,
and we're going to win.
All right. Well, God bless. Keep up the good work. I always appreciate your input. Joe Matinder, your host. You got me for a whole hour. Good luck to you. We'll be back in a few minutes.